Tom Wicker's novel, Unto This Hour, is about a single battle of the Civil War. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. The idea of writing about the Second Battle of Manassas came to Wicker, associate editor of the New York Times, while flying on a 747.
As the plane took off from Dulles International Airport, which is outside of Washington, out in the Virginia countryside, it just came to me almost out of the blue that looking down, I could see almost the whole of the Eastern Theater of War during the Civil War. I suppose everyone who's brought up in the South, to some extent at least, is interested in that. You cut your teeth on it in a way. I can remember my grandmother telling stories about when Sherman came through. I can remember the last reunion of the old Confederate veterans when I was a very small boy.
But why a novel about that single battle, the Second Battle of Manassas?
I particularly remembered from reading many years ago the account of that battle, and particularly the march of Jackson's army, which is one of the great marches in history. Then, years later, when I was living and working in Washington for the New York Times, I bought a little piece of worn-out property in Virginia to have a weekend place, and I discovered not far from that a historical marker on an old backcountry road that said Jackson's army had passed that point on the march to the Battle of Second Manassas. It was the prelude to the first Confederate invasion of the North. After the Second Battle of Bull Run, the Federal armies were in great disarray. They retreated into Washington, and Lee seized the opportunity, crossed the Potomac, and invaded Maryland in an effort to detach Maryland from the Union and bring it into the Confederacy and perhaps end the war with one stroke. On the other side, President Lincoln was looking for a military victory to give him the right opportunity to issue the Emancipation Proclamation.
Tom Wicker, his Civil War novel is Unto This Hour, published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. North Carolina-born Tom Wicker focuses on a single battle of the Civil War, the Second Battle of Manassas, in his novel, Unto This Hour.
I like to think of myself as a novelist. This is my eighth novel. I like fiction. I think there's a great deal more that one can do in fiction, if it's successful, than in nonfiction. And it's true. I could have written, I think, a very interesting historical account of the summer of 1862. It's a very dramatic three or four months of action in the Civil War, and it would have made a nice self-contained non-fiction book.
Wicker says little fiction sprung from those caught up in the Civil War.
The participants in that war, operating in the 19th century as they were, they left an absolutely copious literature of memoirs, diaries, letters to their families, unit histories, accounts of this army or that general and so forth. But the non-fiction history of the Civil War is extensive. It's copious. It's an enormous and fascinating literature. But there's not much fiction, and I think probably the reason is that those who knew that war at first hand exhausted their literary impulse in memoirs and diaries and letters.
Wicker drew heavily on the American History Collection of the New York Public Library.
As an amateur in history, I started with the secondary sources, Douglas Southall Freeman's biography of Robert E. Lee, and books about Stonewall Jackson. And in any book of that kind, if it's well done, there's an extensive bibliography. And the bibliography begins to go to primary sources, to letters and diaries and memoirs and so forth, and I quite eagerly cannibalized those.
What might have happened had the North won the Second Battle of Manassas?
That simply would have hastened the end of the Confederacy, because presumably, if that had happened, Lee's army would have been very badly hurt. Lincoln would have issued the Emancipation Proclamation that much sooner. There never would have been an invasion of the North. I suspect if that had happened, the war would have been substantially shortened by as much as a year, or maybe even 2 years.
Tom Wicker, associate editor of the New York Times. Unto This Hour was published by Viking. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.